Philip Semper, PA, Dr. D. Sergeant Care. Today's date is 02/08/2025. Dictation is for Miss Candace Reed. Reed spells R-E-E-D. Candace spells C-A-N-D-U-S. Date of birth is 03/22/1982. This is a 42-year-old female. Hair with cough and runny nose, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 days. Came in because she said cough is keeping her up at night and is having body aches and chills, period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient reports pain and pressure in her right frontal and maxillary sinus region. And she reports a cough. She says cough is dry. She denies night sweats, denies bloody sputum with cough, denies travel history or weight loss, period. Next paragraph. Question, next line. Patient also reported diarrhea. She says she has two episodes of loose, non-bloody stool, but denies abdominal pain. Next line. Patient reports chills and body aches, period. She says she felt hot, but when she measures her temperature, it is normal, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 95% of room air. Blood pressure is 116/72. Pulse 98. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph. Nose congested. Green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Sinuses tender right maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. No palpable or tender nodes, period. Next paragraph, throat erythematous, tonsils without edema or erythema, no exudate, period. Uvula is midline and mobile, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, a poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion, no venous cord in the lower extremities, no edema, period. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, tennis 3. Cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is influenza A. Assessment number 2 is acute sinusitis. Assessment number 3 is bronchitis. Assessment number 4 is nocturnal insomnia in cough induced. Assessment number 5 is acute bronchitis, acute rhinitis, period. In a clinic today, patient received the following medication. 1, nebulizer consists of Atrovent and albuterol times 1, Rocephin, 1 gram, and dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for an additional 20 minutes. Afterwards, she was reevaluated. She reported no side effects from the medication, reports mild improvement in her symptoms. She was sent home with the following medication. 1, amoxicillin, 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days. Number 20, next medication, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days. Number 10, next medication, Robitussin AC, 2 teaspoon POQHS for 10 days. Number 100 mils. Next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 POTID for 10 days. Number 30, she will take this during the daytime. Strongly encouraged to increase fluids to avoid others to exercise, good personal hygiene, including hand washing, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.